I'm Drew with your Linux headlines on November 8th, 2019. Members of the OpenSUSE project have voted not to change its name. Following a lengthy debate within the project that started to come to a head over the summer, the OpenSUSE project decided to ballot eligible members on whether it should rename itself. The results were announced earlier today, with the option to retain the OpenSUSE name capturing almost 85% of the total vote. Regardless of the outcome of the ballot, the project will continue working on its plans to set up a foundation to provide itself a separate legal home and greater distance from the commercial SUSE organization. The Free Software Foundation has awarded its Respects Your Freedom certification to two main boards from Talos. What sets these apart is that the two boards are the first PowerPC devices to achieve the certification. And in making the award, the FSF has almost 50 devices from 8 different manufacturers fully certified now, and has decided to create a new website specifically to showcase them all, providing an easy reference when making purchasing decisions. In an effort to better plan its own infrastructure investment, Amazon has just announced a cost-saving initiative for customers who can also plan ahead. The newly announced AWS savings plans offer customers substantial discounts, providing that they can make a minimum compute usage commitment to the platform over a 1 or 3 year period. The available savings range from 66% if you're looking for full flexibility in instance type, operating system, and regional deployment, up to 72% if you're prepared to restrict your use to a single instance type and region. Apple's Steve Cannon unveiled a new open source project for the Swift ecosystem yesterday. Numerix is a new set of modules designed to make it easier to work with real and complex numbers within the language. Although some of the functionality may eventually be folded into the standard library, keeping it separate for now means that development can iterate far more quickly than would otherwise be the case. And while Swift is a relative whippersnapper at just 5 years old, this weekend marks the 10th anniversary of the appearance of Golang. Russ Cox from Google has written a blog post looking at how the language has developed over the last decade and changed from something originally intended for writing network services to become a general-purpose language now used by over 1 million developers worldwide for all sorts of different projects. And finally today, if you're looking for something a little more lighthearted going into your weekend, why not check out User Error to discover why ghosts are the apex predator? You can find the latest episode at error.show/78. That's your headlines for today. Links at linuxheadlines.show/45. We'll be back with more news next week.